There you go. Good morning. It's Thursday morning, May the 2nd, 2019, 9:06-ish, 9:07 a.m. I got in. I did some work this morning. I got some writing out of the way. I have the pieces that don't belong all cut out of Cape Grace. It's down to 68,000 words, down from 100 and something, so I carved out 40,000 words. And I started going through and trying to fill in some of the spots that I know are missing. There's a couple of places where the right players are on the page, but they're doing the wrong things. The timing is still all cattywampus, so I need to address that on a timeline, I think. The question is, how old is Sarah Krug when she runs away to join the circus? And I've got her changing up way too soon and then staying around way too long. And I'm still, oh shit, I'm still missing this piece. Okay. It suddenly occurred to me, I'm still missing some of the pieces. At least one of the pieces. There's something that Sarah says about her father and about her husband, Bobby Tatum, that does not appear anywhere in the book. It isn't in the story. And I need to fix that. And I'm pretty sure I know how to do it. I just have to find the right place to make it happen. The right places. So yeah, I'm pretty optimistic. I got the day off with a start, off with a good start. I'm doing my walking. I'm gonna go home and try to make egg rice again after yesterday's unfortunate experience. I'm still gonna try. Although I might make oatmeal this morning. I feel like an oatmeal guy today. Lovely morning. It is brisk. It is a little bit chilly. I'm warm enough though. My fingers are cold. My nose is cold. But the sun is really quite warm. I can walk in the sun. Like right now, I'm stepping in the sun. It's really, really quite delightful. All the trees are flowered. There's an aspen tree that's lagging a little bit, but another one right beside it is all leafed out. Well, they're little leaves, but they're there. Shrubbery is rubbery. Weary rubbery. snort, sniff. Did my walking meditation this morning. I stayed mostly in it. I keep thinking about... I keep being distracted by stray thoughts, by thinking about the story, by thinking about Off-World Trading Company, the game, by all kinds of stuff that aren't in the moment. On the other hand, part of the purpose of the walk is to organize myself a little bit. So thinking about things, sorting through stuff, trying to figure out this, that, and the other. Okay, that's amusing. There's a metal, a little metal rod sticking up behind the fence there, behind one of the concrete fences, the brick fences. And it's got a cutout, a sheet metal cutout of a hand spread out as if in a wave. It's all painted black. And the wind going by it makes the hand move like it's waving over the fence. I'm sure it's part of a larger sculpture that's hidden down beside, but walking along and looking to see that hand waving with a black hand. Not to be confused with the black spot, which is Treasure Island. But I just unzipped my coat just because. So, I think things are coming together. I think the book is coming together. I'm anxious to get it done, but not, apparently, not anxious enough to actually sit down and start grinding it down. I've ground it down. Now I've got to go back through and fill it to pieces. I think this is the first one I've had to go back through and fill in pieces that weren't there. Generally, because I write sequentially, each piece depends on the previous piece being there. But because I've written this story in chunks over years, there are pieces where I've changed plot line, where I've changed character point of view, where I've introduced and now taken out storylines. Oh, Jesus. This is the only book I've written like this. It's the only book I've had to write like this, I think, because it's the book that goes between. There's a sequel to this already out. It's Half Share. And so having to fit everything in between South Coast and Half Share is just way harder than I thought it was going to be. That doesn't look like fun. Guy running up an extension ladder to the upper dormer window. It's like they're putting on gutters. Every once in a while, it hits me that I'm surrounded by I'm surrounded by people, by houses, by cars and concrete, and I miss the country. Get ready, say it with me. One post. Of course, in the country, I wouldn't have this nice walk, this path to walk. So I'd have to find a new 2-mile path. Perhaps I could find one through the woods. Depending on where, that could be a problem because of the weather, the snow. On the other hand, if snow is a problem, I might be able to take up cross-country skiing again. That would be good. So many advantages to living where I'm living. I have a hard time imagining moving somewhere. So far this year, I've covered the annual budget for the household, so that's a thing. I got a fairly substantial income tax refund coming because I've been withholding based on projected estimate that I haven't been able to actually reach for at least 2 years now. Something I'd really like to reverse. I wouldn't mind paying the taxes if I had the money coming in to cover that level of taxes. Easy done. Whoa there, big fella. There's a lady with a dog walking ahead of me and got this dog all stirred up before they left. Now here he's out walking dogs here this morning. Interesting. Don't these people have jobs? It's like, what is it, 9-something in the morning? It's almost 9:30. Maybe they work nights. I saw the guy with the poodle for the first time all season, yes, just a few minutes ago. The guy's got a big standard poodle. God, it's a big dog. The small guy, too, he's kind of short. The dog comes up to his hip. I'm not talking, am I? Sorry about that. I'm walking along thinking about trees, thinking about there was a video that came across my streams this morning, a bird on a window feeder, one of those little ones that has a suction cup that sticks to the outside of the window. And the bird was in the feeder, tapping on the glass of the window. And it was cute. I mean, the bird tapping on the window was cute. But what struck me was the desk in front of the window with the keyboard and monitor on it, and the view outside of green trees and some birches, and it was That reminded me of places I used to live. Sort of a, at this point, kind of a dreamscape of where I might like to live again, because I can't imagine I'm going to find a place that has that kind of environment within 5 miles of the hospital, my dentist and my doctor and the grocery store, and has high bandwidth internet, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Speaking of high bandwidth, I tried to play Pandora a couple of times for the last couple of walks, and it won't actually play once I get over in the dark side. There's a place on the far side of the walk up on West 20th that doesn't. I get the smallest bar, so it doesn't have a good signal, and so Pandora can't seem to hook up with it. Which is odd, because I always used to play Pandora right through to when I turned the stop sign on. I stopped when I started meditating, when I'm doing the walk meditation. But I find myself drawn to music more these days. I think back to when, because I used to move about every 18 months. Didn't like this apartment, didn't like that apartment, got a better deal somewhere else, blah, blah, blah. Moved for my job. And in those days, the first thing that I unpacked and hooked up was the stereo, so that I would have tunes or have music. And I've got, probably 100 albums, LPs, from back in the day when you still could buy new albums on vinyl. I don't know if any of them are still playable. There is a turntable up in the cupboard. And I still have the amplifier that drives it. So in theory, if I wanted to tear apart the entertainment center and get that out there, I could find out whether or not it plays. Maybe I could rip the vinyl to MP3. It'll be a long project. What a beautiful morning. It is really gorgeous. I'm really glad that I got out and got out early. Called to make sure that today is our recycling day, because they didn't pick up last time, 2 weeks ago. And I've got recycling overflowing. In part because my can crusher failed. Little bottom plate on it broke off, so I don't think I can fix that. It cost me more to get somebody with a TIG welder to fix it than it would be to replace it, so I don't know. It's just as easy to stomp the cans flat. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.